Heart Problems at Your Nearest Teenage Breakdown by Insomniac Arrest, read by Rhea314, fandom Boku no Hero Academia, pairing Midoriya Todoroki. Chapter 1. Red Eyes. She was staring at him with big, wine-red eyes from the second he stopped that car from careening into the side of the bank. She was staring at him, and he was trying to get them all away, a little farther, a little faster. The villain was already strolling across the street like an oncoming violent wave. Todoroki stomped his foot on the ground to spread a blanket of ice across the city streets, sending spikes up to slow his progress. The villain, calling himself Poison Breath, just looked at it mildly. "I'll melt that with one gasp, boy." Poison Breath focused on him darkly. Todoroki could see the fumes wafting out of the villain's lips, raising menacingly into the sky. He had on a ragged green outfit with holes in it, no shoes, and one huge mouth crowded with blunt, flat teeth. The skin of his drooping face hung off the bones, and two surprisingly brilliant blue eyes stared back at him. Todoroki fleetingly wondered if maybe his mother had loved those eyes. He was someone's son, and maybe she thought they were the prettiest things when he was born. Todoroki sends a stream of licking angry fire out of his left arm, hoping to knock the villain off his feet and toward the waiting ice chasm as quickly as possible. Todoroki had class to get to. Poison Breath stumbles backward slightly, and then plants his feet again, missing the tumble down and grounding himself. He grins at Todoroki in a way that was never good. The villain widens his stance and puffs at his chest. He starts to take in a deep wheezing breath, his cheeks filling up and bulging as he sucked in the air around him like a vacuum. Todoroki has a moment to brace himself. Then the swelling of his cheeks bursts into a stream of noxious, stinging gas that snakes across the ground, melting the sides of buildings and burning through the sidewalk. It settles low and heavy, which is good and gives Todoroki a moment to move. He sends a crashing wall of ice off to the side near the civilians and a rush of fire toward the villain with his other hand. He can't let him release any more. The fire lights up the gas like bursting party balloons and turns the ground into an inferno. Todoroki raises another wall of ice and keeps the blaze contained to their short section of the street. The little girl was looking at him when the frozen ice sheet sprung up around her and pushed them all out of danger. Todoroki doesn't think twice about it. Poison Breath cackles across from him. "What do you think you're doing? It's pointless. I'll use your fire against you. I'll melt your ice. I'll..." Todoroki is faster than his words. He is almost late for school. He rushes him, not letting him take in another massive gulp of air. He sends a surge of fire just as he tried to release another small burst, and it quickly blows up in his face. The villain is blasted backward by his own explosion, and his head crashes into a nearby light post. His body falls limply to the ground, and his blue eyes slide heavily closed. Todoroki checks that he's just knocked out and not something else, before starting to melt the glaciers of ice dominating the roads. He slowly lets the ice begin to evaporate as the flames dissipate as well. "It's safe now," he calls out to the crowd, and also hears some police cars speeding toward the scene. He stopped. A couple of people cheer him, and one woman braves the ice puddles to give him a coupon for 20% off at any H&M of his choice. He thanks them and tries to hurry past. He has no idea what time it is. Todoroki finishes melting the monuments of ice and goes to find his backpack. He wanders around the cooling sidewalk, scanning the area and feeling a little foolish. His bag ends up being behind a melted newspaper box, and a little worse for wear. Most of his pens are melted. Todoroki reaches down to pick it up when he feels a firm tug on the tail of his jacket. He pauses to look behind him. Todoroki blinks a couple of times at the little girl. She had to be around 9, in a green school uniform and tied-up brown hair. She has those unnerving red eyes as well as 4 little horns on her brow that crown her like a thorny tiara. She has very round cheeks and a cherry nose. He stares at her curiously as she holds onto the cloth, her hands themselves looking like something from a bizarre dream where physics stopped making sense. There was one real hand holding the fabric, and one hand that he overlaid that like a translucent phantom, a ghost hand hovering just over her corporeal one. Todoroki opens his mouth. He goes through a couple of heroic lines in his head to inspire the youth and encourage heroism. He closes his mouth again. He also wasn't ready to say plus ultra out loud in public. "You're a hero, right?" she asks as Todoroki tries to sort out his social graces. He tilts his head and then nods. "Yeah," he says simply. She seems to consider him for a moment, taking apart his charred appearance, the single pant leg. He reaches down for his bag to sling it over his shoulder. She nods back, and a bright smile spreads across her face, revealing little needlepoint sharp teeth. "Awesome." She bounces on her heels. "Can I ask you some questions?" Todoroki glances at the clock on his phone. It was not a great time on the one hand, and on the other hand, All Might always said half of being a hero was public outreach, being a symbol. "A few, yeah," he concedes slowly, "but I'll have to walk as you ask." He says evenly as he holds up his phone, "I'm running late." "I understand." And she's already turning and placing herself by his side. "I'll go with you. I'm sure my school is canceled today anyway after he melted the swings." Todoroki just scratched the back of his neck and took her word for it. He angles them towards UA High and picks their way through some of the debris. Poison Breath had also flung a couple of walls and cars around before he started melting things. It was slow going, and the little girl cleared her throat at him after a moment. "I'm Matsuko Yano, by the way." She glances at him. "You can call me Suko if you want." He tenses a little at such familiarity, but nods. "I'm Shoto Todoroki, which is also my hero name. Shoto." She beams. "I know." She clasps her hands together as they walk. "So, does everyone in your school have quirks like yours?" Todoroki directed their way to a clear street. "No," he said evenly. "We all have different quirks. It's, how it usually works." "No, I mean..." She furrows her brows as if to concentrate. "Do you all have offensive-like quirks? Only letting fighting ones into the school?" "Oh." He glanced over into her large, thoughtful eyes. It reminded him of someone else. "No." He hops over a curb. "As sometimes they're more defensive, or healing, or reversing gravity of any object, or having a dark spirit in your body come out to defend you."
"Okay, yeah." The girl nodded earnestly. "Do any of them defeat the enemies with, you know, not punching?"
Todoroki raised an eyebrow at that. "Sometimes, I think, yes."
"By doing other stuff to take them down?"
Todoroki tilted his head to the side. "Sometimes they knocked them down with fumes or something like that. It's all how you use your quirk."
He pats himself on the back. That sounded mentor-esque.
"A quirk is defined by how you use it."
"Uh-huh. Okay, yes."
She pumped her little fist in the air.
"You think someone with a love quirk could be a hero, then?"
Todoroki pauses, considering her determined, blazing eyes. "A love quirk." She sniffs and rubs her face briefly.
"I mean, it's kind of dumb, or weird."
She scuffs her shoe on the ground.
"But it's all how I use it, right? I could still take them out, sap their will to fight or something."
Todoroki nods encouragingly at her. "That sounds very useful." He can see UA High from here, but he focuses on her again anyway. "Do you use words or scent or anything?" She frowns slightly.
"No." She looks down at the ground. "I have to touch their chest."
"Oh."
He searches the air for more right words to say, sure, go for it. She was looking at Yue Hai. She looks back at him. But it's really powerful. That's what my mom says. She's buzzing, and it makes Todoroki want to stay and put a bell on her, make sure she doesn't go off to fight villains or demons or something. What's it look like then? He finally asks, as she stares at her pair of ghost hands over her real ones. It's hard to explain. She lifts her chin and searches his face. My teachers don't let me use it. It can be trouble. Todoroki shrugs. Show me. I don't mind. I can handle a lot. He squats down to her level. I'm sure I've been through worse. She sticks her lip out for a long moment and then bursts into another smile. You are a great hero. A good enough one, he says evenly, and she reaches for him. So, she beams, with all of her teeth showing. Really? I could try it on you. It won't hurt, I promise. We could just see if it's hero material after all. Of course, he nods resolutely. You can be a hero if you decide to be. She bites her lip. You're my new favorite. Forget Snipe. I'm getting Shoto posters. I don't think they make those, but all right. Todoroki feels his phone buzz in his back pocket. That was probably someone reminding him to get to class. Go ahead. Ready? She puts her hands out. Here I go. Todoroki readies himself for some sort of relaxed quirk that would make him feel a little more affectionate or something. That didn't sound so terrible for an hour or so. He is surprised nonetheless when her ghost hands bury themselves in his chest and a red, breathless light erupts from the spot. His eyes go wide and he feels an uncomfortable prickle spread throughout his limbs, a rawness wrenching at his insides. She reaches in and grabs something. Todoroki doesn't have so much as a moment to gasp. A feeling of something hot and alive wrestled out of him. There it is! She cheers, and Todoroki stumbles around in a circle for a moment. He should think this mentoring thing through a little bit more. He takes a moment to right himself and rub the stars out of his eyes. He peers down to see what Tsuko is holding. He has to rub his eyes again as he looks at it. A fully formed heart floats in front of him. It's lighter pink on one side and a dark red on the other. It pulses quietly in front of them, breathing. Todoroki opens his mouth and then closes it. He stares. What is that? Tsuko threw her hands in the air. It's your heart. A pretty one, too. The heart pounded for a moment, like a floating beacon or a small drum. It. A spirit heart, she clarifies absently. Todoroki reaches forward hesitantly to touch the thing. It looks rather soft. The heart jerks itself backwards. Todoroki frowns at it. We should put it back, he says evenly, deciding that experimenting with quirks was ill-advised. He goes to get a hold of it again, only for it to ascend above his head. Wait. Before he can get any other moves, the red heart flares and takes off like a meteor streaking across the sky toward the UA gate. He stands very still as he watches his heart, that had been just yanked out of his chest by a little girl, soar away from him. He numbly watches it disappear before opening his mouth again. What's it doing? He finally asks, and she studies the air around where it had been. Well, Tsuko blinks back at him a couple of times. It's going to find them. You must really like somebody. Todoroki squares his shoulders and raises his eyebrows. I what? Chapter 2. Visits. Midoriya was steadily writing down the first History of Japan notes of the day, and then going over the important parts with a highlighter since Aizawa-sensei was a slow talker. The rest of the class was relentlessly shifting in place, an array of furtive looks kept being thrown at the empty desk in the back of the classroom. The talk of the morning was that Todoroki Shoto was late, or sick, or something worse. The last part made Midoriya's stomach drop, and he was forced to remind himself that Todoroki could definitely probably take care of himself. He is trying to figure out if Aizawa was riding slower today, or if drinking black tea for breakfast that morning made him too fast and also vibrating. He is doodling new costume add-ons in the margins of his notebook when a smear of movement sped through the open window. Midoriya jerks his head up. Something red and small flies overhead. Kaminari practically falls out of his seat as it whooshes past him, and Aizawa-sensei's eyes start to glow. Yaoyorozu produces a simple bat from her calf, and half the class is on their feet. Midoriya felt the room shift from half asleep to ready to push the desks over and throw them. The little red dash circles the ceiling for a moment, then slows to a gradual halt. It settles in front of Midoriya's desk. He blinks a couple of times. Yaoyorozu puts her bat down to stare at it. Everyone is quietly still, and Kirishima's mouth is open. He sees Uraraka squirm from the other side of the room to get a better look, and Aizawa-sensei is frowning at it. More people stand up. It's shaped like a heart. Not a correct human heart, a heart symbol split down the middle between dark pink and red. It seems alive, beating slowly, and almost looking at him, it feels like. "What the heck is that?" Ashido yells from the front of the classroom, and several people murmur all at once. "What the fuck is that?" Bakugo contributes from beside him, and has his hand ready to burn the red anomaly to ashes. "Oh, was I not profane enough for you, Bakugo?" Ashido calls from up front. Midoriya was busy squinting his eyes at it. "It's kind of cute," Toru contributes, and Midoriya watches as it inches toward his fingertips, hesitantly. It wants something from him. "Is it a suitor?" someone asks from the back corner. Bakugo ignores both of them. "What did you do, Deku?" Midoriya glances around the room. It's really just targeting him. "Nothing," he responds, tilting his head and deciding to experiment as he reaches both hands out. It looks soft.
"Wait, Midoriya, get away from that. It's an unknown object. Don't let it touch you."
Ida is striding across the classroom, but Midoriya can't help but let the creature brush against his skin. It doesn't seem dangerous. The little heart settles in his palm and seems to flush, beating a little quicker against his skin, fast like rapid hummingbird wings. He closes his fingers around the delicate surface, warm, beating, very much alive. He holds it gently, closer. The heart swells in size, nestled deeper into his hand. He blushes slightly at the display. It's strangely affectionate.
"Oh, great, you're making it bigger, Deku."
Bakugo scoffs from beside him.
"Now it's going to fucking expand and cover the whole city or something. Just great."
Midoriya spares him a glance. It's friendly.
"It's fucking weird."
"What is it?" Jiro asks blankly from off to the side. Tokoyami looks at it serenely.
"An evil spirit."
"No, something like a Valentine's Day gift, I'd say. Evil is never that pretty," Oyama says as he taps his chin.
"Maybe it's a good spirit?" Uraraka offers as she sits on top of her desk to see it clearly.
Saro draws back, cringes. "Maybe we should throw salt on it."
"Well, whatever it is, it's pretty much your fault."
Bakugo is not helpful. Midoriya scowls and opens his mouth to respond, but a distinct thumping comes from the hallway, drawing their attention. The exchange pauses at the sound of pounding feet, and the door to the classroom swings open, someone panting at the door, like a Siberian husky in summer. Midoriya raises his eyebrows as Todoroki Shoto stands in the entranceway, breathless. His chest is heaving and his forehead almost gleams. Midoriya thinks he'd never seen Todoroki exhaust himself going anywhere, much less sweat. Another hush settles on the room. Only a smattering of whispers punctuates the air. Midoriya holds the plush heart in his hand, presenting it. Todoroki catches his breath and turns to bow to Aizawa-sensei.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Aizawa makes one of his spookier faces, and Uraraka edges backward from it.
It's fine. I heard you were handling something.
He turned back.
We were having something here anyway.
The tendon in Todoroki's neck tensed, and he subtly grits his teeth. He knew something. Midoriya holds up the heart so he can see. He has a feeling these two events are connected. Todoroki waves a hand in front of him airily, his face stony and unreadable.
Please ignore it.
Midoriya furrows his brow and tries to meet his distant eyes.
Can you tell us what it is? It's nothing,
Todoroki says stiltedly, not looking at him. Suyu stands up and gives him a wide look.
It flew here with no warning or reason. That's hard to ignore.
Kirishima looks between the two of them.
Hey, what do you know about this?
Todoroki stares ahead as if he's going to some other state of being. They wait there for a long moment. A moment that's far too long and has even Bakugo shifting uncomfortably beside him.
No,
he finally says, and Midoriya raises an eyebrow at him. He's not the only one. Todoroki stands completely straight.
It's not a threat.
Kirishima puts a finger in the air.
So you do know about it.
Todoroki shakes his head and then nods unevenly.
It's just a quirk. It should go away soon.
He looks to the corner of their room like it was the most interesting place in the world.
What kind of quirk?
Midoriya asks loudly. He has his attention. Todoroki hunches over.
Nothing. It's just like a temporary curse.
Ojiro gave a hard look.
Aren't curses dangerous?
It's not, Todoroki says, as he holds himself perfectly still.
It seems nice.
The heart pulses warmly in his hand, and he suddenly doesn't know what to do with it. It's hugged his palm, and he opens his mouth to ask more questions.
We should go back to the lesson. I'm sure we've been distracted enough.
Todoroki says as he stares back at the blackboard blankly and moves to take his seat. Aizawa-sensei gives him an even look.
You say it's not a threat.
Todoroki nods back.
We don't have to be concerned. I'll deal with it soon.
Aizawa turns to the front of the room.
I trust your judgment for now, then.
Wait. Midoriya stands up. What do I do with it? It's floating closer to his face, and one side feels particularly warm next to his cheek. Midoriya has a feeling it wants to nuzzle him. Maybe it's just building up the courage.
Ignore it,
Todoroki repeats bluntly, and Midoriya helplessly lifts his hands up.
It's kind of distracting.
He points at its little touches. Todoroki finally turned to give him a very steady look.
Avoid it. Forget about it.
Midoriya wrinkles his brow and mutters to himself, what does that mean? He tries to rack his brain for whatever kind of quirk this could be. A curse. He's sure he needs to talk to Todoroki about this, but Aizawa-sensei is turning back to the board and writing some dates down for the Edo period. Midoriya juggles the heart around and picks up his pen to start again. He lets the heart perch on his shoulder, and he swears he hears little noises from it, like happy notes or sighing. It shyly presses against his neck and creeps further to his face again. Midoriya tries to concentrate. Midoriya makes it through the next periods with minimal incidents. It clings to him, and he writes. Everyone else keeps looking at him until Aizawa-sensei snaps at them, that
Midoriya wasn't that interesting. Midoriya didn't half know what to do when lunch hour finally came. A swell of people converge on his desk, like they had all gotten lost in that particular direction. Uraraka came to inspect it first. "It really likes you a lot," she states, kneeling down next to it.
"I think so."
Midoriya hesitantly strokes its side with his thumb. It lets out something that's basically a purr.
"Yeah."
Ashiro and Kirishima came up next and peer at it.
"Can I hold it?"
Ashiro asks with her wide black eyes.
"It's kind of weird looking."
Kirishima bends down.
"How's it feel?"
Midoriya draws the heart a little closer. It doesn't seem particularly threatened by the many faces, but not keen on them either.
"It's warm and soft.
Like dough. Warm dough." It trills in his hands. He's not sure he's doing this right. Heart care was not really a subject in middle school health class. Ida pushes his way closer and looks at it from every angle.
"We should still be careful," he announces. "It could still be from a villain. We should see its insides, perhaps, to make sure it's not a bomb or a listening device. Midoriya needs to be safe."
Midoriya draws the heart away from him.
"It's not a bomb," he says quickly, and he sees more people linger closer to his epicenter.
"Can I hold it?" Kaminari asks, at the same time Midoriya sinks down low in his seat.
"I don't think it wants to be held right now."
"You're holding it right now,"
Tsuyu points out plainly.
"By anyone else, I mean,"
Midoriya corrects and sweats a little. He's not sure why he's getting nervous about this.
"Like I said," a new voice reverberates around the crowd coolly. "It's not important."
The crowd around Midoriya's desk parts. Todoroki stands a few paces away with a steely look in his eyes. He blinks and Midoriya almost gulps.
"It's at least a little interesting,"
Uraraka says slowly.
Midoriya nods quickly.
"It's something," he mutters as he stares at it for another moment. It presses closer to his chest. Todoroki stalks forward as people move to let him through. He has that effect.
"I can take it from you now."
Midoriya blinks, and Todoroki reaches out with his left hand. The little pulsing thing backs away from his touch. The crowd goes still, and someone coughs.
"Oh, burn,"
Ashido says with a laugh.
"It doesn't like you either,"
Tsuyu comments. Todoroki's eyebrows knit together, and he makes a grab for the heart again. It dodges neatly and then goes back to rest on top of Midoriya's fluffy black hair. Todoroki uses both hands now to grasp for the creature. His fingers brush Midoriya's hair, and Midoriya's mouth goes dry. Todoroki ignores him and reaches up to grab at it in midair. The heart darts to the side and plunges down. He tries to catch it. The little thing dives into Midoriya's shirt collar, and its sides drum against his neck. Todoroki and Midoriya share a look as Todoroki looms over him. Midoriya wonders if he was going to reach into his shirt collar. They're both red in the face now. Midoriya clears his throat.
"Maybe I could keep it for now," he offers stiltedly.
"Who knows? Maybe it's here for a reason. I can watch after it." Todoroki exhales sharply, the one that means his stress levels are dangerously high. It's not an extravagant motion, but it makes Midoriya tilt his head in concern. Todoroki steps back and seems to stare at nowhere at all.
"I'll retrieve it at the end of the school day," he says flatly. "Or perhaps it will fade."
Todoroki looks away, and his face is still somehow faintly red.
"You can also lock it up somewhere if it's annoying you. I'm sure it wouldn't be able to get out of a filing cabinet or broom closet."
Midoriya stands up. The little heart, it has grown smaller, clings to his skin, but pokes its head up from his jacket as if to watch them.
"That doesn't sound necessary," Midoriya reaches up to open his hand. Its velvet outside brushes against his fingers, and it makes a little happy noise again. He coaxes it out. "See, it's sweet," Midoriya says as he offers it up, and distantly thinks about lunch. "It's not doing any harm right now. I don't think I'll lock it up." Todoroki seems to glare at the ground and turns around in circles until he's found the classroom door.
"Do what you like."
Midoriya can see the red creeping on Todoroki's neck.
"It's just a quirk. Don't pay it much attention."
Midoriya watches him leave, and the rest of the class murmurs among themselves until Ida tells them it isn't polite to gossip. Midoriya stares on ahead, wondering what kind of quirk could possibly make Todoroki Shoto nervous like that. Or who could do that at all? Chapter 3. Brave as Fools. Todoroki is having one of those days where he forms a migraine first and remembers to breathe second. He let a little girl rip his heart out of his chest, and now his own heart is floating around Izuku Midoriya like a bashful puppy. It was like staring an embarrassing dream in the face, except his entire class was really there, and no one was in their underwear, which was probably for the best given the circumstances. He walks around the school grounds during lunch and tries to come up with a plan of attack. Suko said that it left when it was done, which was one of the first, worst statements he could think of. Suko really did have a powerful quirk. It didn't even disappear when the little girl found out school wasn't canceled and she had to hurry back. He had put her phone number in his cell phone, but she told him it was all up to him now. She didn't do much when they were out, but hurting them once they were out was a bad idea. She said that would be her hero strategy. Heartbeat skewer. Todoroki doesn't remember what he said back. It may have been something about following her dreams or some phrase All Might had said. She had thanked him deeply and waved at him as she left, smiling. Todoroki, on the other hand, realizes he's having a teenage crisis, the type of teenage crisis with its own album and a bad band label. At least no one knows it's his heart. He lists his advantages in his head as the lunch period goes on. No one knows what the heart means, or that it's actually connected to Todoroki. But it was a heart-shaped bicolor object that was following Midoriya around. Maybe they were figuring it out. He knows a few of them already have, as Tokoyami gives him a reticent look when he walks up to All Might's chosen meeting spot later. Jiro looks like she wants to give him the sort of sympathetic pat, but he knows neither of them could stomach that. He stands perfectly still and waits for All Might to hopefully descend from the sky and land on him like a bad obituary, Arizona flattened. Instead, All Might walks up to them like a normal person. Todoroki sulks silently as the class gathers.
"Good afternoon, young class," he booms and waves at everyone. "Today, we'll be practicing motorway rescue techniques."
He sighs heavily as the beginning of a normal class starts up. Todoroki gets the gist of it. Save the dummies from oncoming traffic, while also protecting your teammates. Todoroki can handle cars in his sleep. All Might mentions adding a villain in the end, but Todoroki isn't paying attention. He can see Midoriya in his line of sight, and he's cupping the heart in his hands delicately. Todoroki can't get himself to say, "My heart." He looks away instantly as the object pulses. All Might ushers them forward toward the nearby training ground. He only pauses when he looks over at his protege.
"Young Midoriya," he booms as they walk. "What do you have in your hands there?"
Midoriya glances up at the hulking man. He seems to think for a moment, before glancing back down at it. "I don't really know." He opens his hands lightly, and the heart comes up to nuzzle his cheek, the traitor. "It's very pretty," Toru chirped. "It flew in this morning."
"Midoriya won't let us play with it, though," Kaminari says from the back. "He won't even try and let us get it to do a backflip."
It's not going to do a backflip. Midoriya seems annoyed. Maybe he had a busy lunch, too. It just, it is what it is.
It's kind of sweet, Uraraka says as she walks beside him, like a weird pet.
I don't think giving it attention is helping, Todoroki cuts in, and All Might raises an eyebrow at him. Great. Todoroki turns back to All Might. Shouldn't we start the lesson, Sensei?
That seems to press All Might into summarizing the exercise again and starting the activity. Todoroki glances at the training road and then back. They would be split into two sections and each attempt the rescues in shifts. Todoroki's headache is getting a headache.
Midoriya ends up on the opposite section than him. He'll just have to wait on the sidelines as Midoriya's team goes to fetch the stranded civilians. It isn't a very realistic scenario, but he guesses they're trained for anything. On the other hand, you couldn't just punch all the cars since people would be driving them. Todoroki muses on it quietly, before noticing Tsuyu watching him. Todoroki raises an eyebrow.
What?
Tsuyu blinks once.
They wanted me to ask.
She points at Aoyama, Kirishima, and probably Toru eyeing him from across the way, though he couldn't tell with Toru.
Todoroki turns to her with a sigh.
What is it?
Tsuyu points at the starting team, and Midoriya tucking the heart into his costume sleeve. Todoroki blows cold air out his nose, trying to cool his nerves with a deep breath of chilled breeze.
That's your heart, right?
Tsuyu's wide eyes focus on him.
It's from you.
Todoroki's shoulders sink.
It's a long story.
Long enough for him to not want to tell Tsuyu right then. She waves the others over. She cups her mouth.
We were right.
Kirishima nods at that and gives him a thumbs up.
Man, Yaoyorozu is too smart. But it makes sense now.
Todoroki stares at him blankly. The bell had rung for the cars to take off, but he doesn't have the energy to look at that as well.
Yeah.
Kirishima shakes his head.
I know you and Midoriya are like best bros, but you couldn't spare me a heart high five when it flew in? That would have been awesome.
Todoroki raises his eyebrows. Best bros?
I think it's sweet. Toru is putting her gloved hands together. It's like you can be rivals, but really like someone still, you know?
Tsuyu is nodding.
It's an unusual morning.
Todoroki's muscles untense, and he glances back at the battlefield, where Uraraka was cleaning up nicely by creating a rainbow of floating cars around her.
Do they all know? Todoroki asks through clenched teeth.
Pretty much.
Aoyama put his hands behind his head.
But Uraraka said we already knew Midoriya was your favorite.
Todoroki has a feeling that might be bothering some of the other students, but he just nods.
Right. Midoriya is very strong. We are good friends.
That would have to do for now. He hears a boom come from over the grounds, and the sidelines gather again to watch Team A dodge a flying piece of rubble.
You never know when trouble might arise on a mission, All Might calls through a blowhorn. A challenger has arrived. Dodge the cars.
As Todoroki expected, Bakugo jumps up from within a deep hole with a wide grin on his face. He always did make the best villains during these. He blasts another car out of the way, which Ida rushes to save the passengers of, and Bakugo predictably dashes towards Midoriya first. He assumes Midoriya will dodge out of the way and drag the rest of the civilians to safety, and the exercise will be over. But Bakugo rushes Midoriya, and something flies out of his sleeve. Todoroki's eyes go wide.
Oh, Lord, no.
His little pulsing red and pink heart has surged forward to put itself between Bakugo and Midoriya, like a loyal, vulnerable Doberman trying to protect him.
Bakugo just blinks at it for a moment, then growls, "Is this you and Todoroki tag-teaming? Don't fucking cheat."
Midoriya shakes his head.
No, it's just doing that. Come on, come back.
Midoriya opens his jacket to coax the heart back toward him, but it hangs firmly in the air. Of all things Todoroki was going to have to deal with, he was not expecting the fact that his own heart was an idiot. Or maybe he already knew that. Todoroki starts to walk forward. He needs to end this. Bakugo glances back at him. A faux car speeds by.
I swear, I'm going to blast this thing out of the air. You're not even part of this round, Todoroki.
Bakugo holds up his grenade hand.
No cheating.
Midoriya dives forward in one fluid motion and wraps the heart up in his body. He curls up to land roughly on his knees and skid across the hard cement. Bakugo turns to fire another blast, but Uraraka's calling, "Game over! We've saved everyone!" Bakugo's breathing heavily and clenching his teeth.
"You did that on purpose."
He wrenches his head around.
"To distract me."
All Might puts a hand on his shoulder.
"The game is over. You did a good job."
He's smiling down, and Bakugo just scowls at everyone. Todoroki exhales as the whole thing sizzles down to a low broil. He doesn't need to freeze Bakugo into submission for now. On the other hand, Todoroki's heart, his physical heart, is pounding in his wrist. He didn't miss the symbolism of Midoriya leaping forward to clutch at his heart. He swallows thickly. Midoriya seems to take a moment to uncurl, slowly lowering his legs and arms until he's sitting on his knees on the training ground. He's bleeding slightly from the skid, but looking down at his outstretched hands. "You're okay," he says gently, and Todoroki bites the inside of his cheek. "You're safe now. I have you." It seems to be trembling for a moment, but maybe not from fear. The heart swells in color and size again, does a little twirl in the air. Todoroki wants to groan. He reaches his right hand out to maybe capture it, but the thing is already in motion. Oh no. The heart dances excitably from the action, then flutters back down into a little loop, straight for Midoriya's face. Before he can move a muscle, the heart sweeps in to press against Midoriya's mouth, little heart wings framing his cheeks and fluttering against his lips. A kiss. People thinking Todoroki liked Midoriya as his favorite friend was one thing. The physical embodiment of his heart kissing Midoriya on the mouth was something entirely different. He sees white, absolute white. Midoriya stumbles back in shock from the kiss, and Todoroki raises his hand quickly. Spikes of ice rush up from the cement and toward them. Midoriya is still wide-eyed and stock still. Todoroki had tried and tried to clean this up. He doesn't look at him as he quickly shoots the ice out of the ground and encapsulates his heart. It freezes where it hung in the air, and Todoroki rushes forward to catch it. He catches the hard ball of ice in his hands, the heart beating very, very faintly from within, its color draining in the pale sunlight. Todoroki. He glances down, and Midoriya's eyes are saucers, his mouth hanging open like a question mark. There's a furrow in his forehead. He's confused. Todoroki grimaces. Maybe he's mad. Todoroki is versed for dealing with this sort of exposure. He clutches the ice in his hand and stumbles backwards. He starts to breathe heavily, and it feels like a scab has been ripped off. He looks back at his gawking classmates and a bleeding, dazed Midoriya. Todoroki turns. He feels the melting, cutting ice in his hands. He begins to run. Voices call after him, but he's already pushing the words out of his mind, focusing on the training ground exit. He clutches the frozen ball and sprints, as far as his legs will take him. Chapter 4. Never Easy. All Might had used up his allotted time by the time he shepherded the kids back to the school to clean up for the day. He felt his skin sizzling before he even reached the teacher's lounge, and sank into the mercifully soft cushions. He exhales deeply. Herding kids had not been easy that day. There was a lot of chatter and electric buzz after young Todoroki departed. All Might settles on letting the young man cool off, for now. Apparently there were emotions and powers and teen drama, even involving his young protege. All Might couldn't say he saw this coming. Then again, he hadn't been young in a while. He frowns deeply at the cold coffee sitting on the table in front of him and then looks up. "Aizawa," he calls distantly to the corner, where the other man is lingering in the cramped teacher's lounge kitchen. Aizawa turns to look at him slowly. "What?" All Might heaves a deep sigh. "You've been doing this longer than me." He mulls over his next words, and Aizawa looks like he'd rather be a janitor right now. "How do you deal with teenage heartbreak?" Aizawa takes a sip of whatever he has in his mug. He leans on the counter. "You don't." All Might puts his hands in the air. They seem very upset. "We should do something to make it easier on them." Aizawa gives a deep sigh. "They usually figure it out," he shrugs. "Or not." All Might just shakes his head. "This seemed a little above average. There was some sort of quirk involved, but..." He sighs and studies the other man's blank face for a long moment. "If leaving them alone is what makes them stronger, then..." He trails off in order to think. Aizawa takes another sip of his tea, All Might figures it's tea, and doesn't say anything else. It's only a couple minutes later when a faint knock comes at the door. All Might sits straight up. He has a couple of guesses at who it could be. "Come in," he calls, and tries to think of what he could possibly say. "Keep your chin up. Aizawa says you'll figure it out. This is how a tie works." He takes in Midoriya's crestfallen face as he shuffles into the room, looking down at his shoes mutely as he walks in. All Might blinks a couple of times. "Young Midoriya," he tries to smile, "what seems to be troubling you today?" He knew what was troubling him. Midoriya peers up through his mess of black hair, his chin tucked down and frowning. "You saw all that earlier, right?" All Might makes a neutral face and pats the cushion next to him. "Why don't you sit down?" Midoriya glumly takes a seat at the farthest end of the cushion. He picks at his sleeve. "So..." He takes a deep breath and glances up. "Todoroki might hate me now," he hunches. "Or something." "I..." All Might shuffles from side to side. "Don't think that's the issue." Midoriya looks up at him hopefully. "Yeah?" All Might looks him over. "I'm sure it's complicated." He moves to stand up. "Let me get you some tea first." Aizawa is watching him with a blank expression as he strides over to the kitchen. All Might finds the hot water and whispers at him. "You could say something to him as well, you know." Aizawa just hums, and All Might gets two mugs out and listens to Midoriya blow his nose. He's almost done pouring the drinks when Aizawa calls toward the couch. "Hey, Midoriya." Midoriya looks up quickly at the other voice. They make eye contact. "Don't cry too much over people who aren't worth it." All Might glares at him briefly and hisses, "Unhelpful." Midoriya opens his mouth, his eyes in fact already welling up. He clenches his hands. "He is worth it." Aizawa puts his glass in the air as if to toast him. "Well," he raises both eyebrows, "there you go." Midoriya's eyes go wide, his mouth falls open a bit. All Might walks back into the area and puts a tray of tea down, taking a seat across from him. He puts a finger in the air. "Now, Midoriya, as you get older, you start to feel a lot of things, odd things, and not just from a quirk." Midoriya is wiping his eyes and standing up. "Thank you, Sensei." "Wait, I have more." He could at least help Inko out with this sort of thing.
I have to go. He sniffles and wipes his nose before waving at the two of them. You're right. You're both right. He puffs his chest out. I'll go fight. Well, I mean... All Might is at a loss for a moment.
Yes?
Thank you. Midoriya is running out the door, and All Might is left slightly dumbfounded as he watches the young boy's mood swing from low to high in a matter of seconds. He tilts his head as he listens to the door close with a loud swish. All Might glances at Aizawa.
That's it.
Aizawa gulps down the rest of the drink and slides the mug across the counter.
People are hard.
He taps his fingers on the counter.
Teenagers are easy.
All Might scowls.
Really?
Aizawa gives a half smile and turns around.
No.
He waves.
You'll get better at this.
He sighs deeply.
Hopefully. Unless Midoriya gets his heart broken.
He stares down at his tea.
Then we'll both be wrong.
Chapter 5. Return to Sender. Todoroki wants to freeze his body and wait for it to thaw out 80 years from now. He is sure cell phone service will be better by then, and hopefully no one will know his face. At least he could transfer schools. Maybe a farming school. He could invest in being a small-time farmer in the middle of nowhere where cars can't reach. He takes a deep breath and looks at the river in front of him. He tries to think of nothing at all, numb out his thoughts like his fingers numbed under the ball of ice in his hands. He can't just break it. He blinks once. Maybe he could just break it. At least it would be gone then. And it's not like the little girl understood her quirk all that well. He watches the sunset on the cityscape, glowing off the harsh lines of the buildings, and setting across the wide river that runs between man-made concrete riverbeds. It doesn't really calm him down to sit in the untamed grass and feel the soft breeze. He just wants to find a building to drop this ice ball off of. Todoroki! Todoroki freezes. He hears someone breathing heavily from behind him. There you are! Todoroki jumps to his feet and sees Midoriya in his school clothes, running across the grass toward him. He's sweating and red in the face. Todoroki turns on his heel and prepares to bolt. Wait, wait! Midoriya calls after him. I honestly can't run anymore. Please wait. Todoroki frowns deeply for a moment and then turns around. Midoriya catches up to him and Todoroki bows immediately.
I am deeply sorry for the events that occurred today. It's my fault.
Midoriya puts his hands up defensively at the display.
It's all right. It's all right.
He takes a deep breath to look down at him. Could we talk? He asks haltingly, and Todoroki revisits his freezing for 80 years plan. Midoriya looks at him softly, like he looked at the heart, or maybe how he looks at people he pities. Todoroki can't tell. Midoriya sits down first, roughly easing himself to the ground and looking back up expectantly. Todoroki takes a seat next to him a couple of paces away. That should do for now. Midoriya, ever inconvenient, scoots over to him anyway. So. Midoriya studies his face, and Todoroki looks away.
You like me?
Todoroki's eyes go wide, and he looks the other way.
I'm going to surpass you,
he says stiltedly, and Midoriya seems to almost snort. How's Patchwork doing? Todoroki looks up curiously.
Who?
Midoriya points down. Your heart, he grins. I named it during lunch. Todoroki covers his face and groans.
Can we forget this day happened?
Why? He hears Midoriya shifting toward him again. Though, I'm also pretty interested in how it happened. Todoroki lowers his hands and studies his shoelaces.
I met a kid this morning.
and let her try her quirk on me. She ripped out this heart. He holds up the ice. And it ran off to... He frowns. You know.
Midoriya caught his eye and held it steadily.
Is that how you really feel?
Todoroki takes a sharp inhale of breath. He squeezes his fingers around the heart until it hurts. He cringes.
I'm sorry to bother you like that.
Midoriya's eyes go wide. Your heart was very affectionate.
Todoroki shifts away and looks at the clumps of dirt around him again. You don't have to humor me, Midoriya. I won't hold it against you. You don't have to be so nice.
He feels a hand lightly touch his hair. Todoroki turns his head slowly. Midoriya runs his fingers through the white side of his loose strands.
It would be nice.
Todoroki watches Midoriya's face flare an unusual bright red, his mouth made a hard line.
How do I put this?
Todoroki should shift away from the touch on his head and Midoriya's burning gaze.
My heart might do that, too,
Midoriya says lightly. I thought you wouldn't feel that way back. I guess I should have said something.
Todoroki's eyes go wide.
What?
I was just so used to it not being an open thing, he hums. I liked you since the tournament. Kind of silly, right?
Todoroki sits up completely straight, even if he wasn't.
What?
Midoriya snickers.
Should I be more clear?
Midoriya makes a heart with his hands.
I can hand you mine. Too.
Todoroki gapes at him.
Wait, you can't just...
What?
Yeah?
He seems amused. Todoroki hunches his shoulders.
I don't think you understand, he mumbles through his teeth.
Midoriya pauses, leans back as he settles in to listen. Tell me.
You deserve...
Todoroki flinches, looks away as he talks.
Midoriya, I've never really seen a happy relationship before,
he says truthfully.
I don't think I'd know how, no matter how much I liked you.
Midoriya is sitting perfectly still, thoughtfully. Maybe Todoroki had finally gotten through to him. Even if his heart followed him around, Todoroki still couldn't let himself act on it in the world, in the real world where he still held a shadow of his father inside of him. Todoroki was ready to leave again, when he felt broad fingers pry at his own. Todoroki looks back at Midoriya, light flicking on his eyelashes and something sturdy inside his eyes. His hands ease in between Todoroki's to lift the ball of ice up. He can't help but let him take the heart from him gently. He watches Midoriya start to blow hot air on it.
I can show you then.
Todoroki lifts his chin up.
Show?
I'm sure my mom could help. She knows things. He grins and tries to melt the ice down again with his hands and breath. People can make their own happy relationships, Shoto. That's just how it is. His skin prickles, hearing his given name, and he blushes.
You can't really mean...
I can take care of this, Midoriya says as he rubs the surface.
Promise.
And I know you would too. He leans forward like it's a secret.
That's who you are.
Todoroki stares ahead unseeingly. He can't process that Midoriya is accepting him, still telling him he wants that future.
I might not be very good at it.
But your heart was very good at it. Midoriya cheers with a little bit of red showing. Maybe the left side of it was heating up as well. I mean, it was sort of shy, but I think that's cute. Todoroki buries his face in his hands.
You can't just say things like that.
Midoriya climbs a little closer to him. If you want to say no, you can. I know I have things to work on, too.
Todoroki looks up through his fingers. Maybe if you broke your limbs a little less.
Midoriya lets out a small laugh. He points. Do you want this back?
Todoroki lifts his chin and studies the half-melted heart. It pulses gently in his hands. He glances back at Midoriya, with the dying light in his hair and freckles popping against his flushed skin. Todoroki reaches forward and takes the lump. He uses his left side to gently warm it and watch the heart spring forth and float in the air.
Midoriya makes a soft noise.
It's very brave.
Todoroki rolls his eyes. Don't remind me.
Midoriya grins, as once more the quirk heart went to nuzzle him. He laughs. I like you too.
Todoroki watches it steadily before reaching his right hand out. The heart would probably like his right better anyway.
I need to put it back.
Midoriya holds it gently, lifts it towards him.
Okay.
Midoriya just stares at it.
I wasn't saying I knew how.
Midoriya frowns at him. She didn't tell you how to put it back?
This is a long-lasting quirk. Impressive.
Todoroki sighs and pushes his bangs back.
She just said it would be over when it was done. So that was as clear as it got.
He watches Midoriya look at him for another minute.
I think I have an idea of how to put it back.
Todoroki raises an eyebrow.
Go on.
Midoriya nods earnestly.
I think it's how it's supposed to be.
His gaze flicks up. He's looking at Todoroki's mouth.
Tell me to stop at any point.
Supposed to be what?
Todoroki's heart pounds in his chest. Midoriya's face grows closer and closer, like an incoming bright star. He breathes unsteadily. Midoriya looks up.
Retribution.
His mouth meets Todoroki's delicately in the fading light, and he feels Midoriya push something warm and racing into his chest. He leans into it, and Midoriya kisses him harder, with a firm touch that's almost too sweet. Midoriya pushes the glowing light deeper into his chest, and his limbs tingle like a rush of sparkling water through his veins. He feels the heady warmth surround him, and Midoriya pushes him all the way to the ground as he gives the final thrust of his hands. The heart disappears into his chest, and Midoriya is still kissing him. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post.
And happy ITPE, Anapods! Thank you for listening.